we've got Jasper Holt back in the studio. On the countdown to his holidays now. I think we've only got you for this week and then next week and then you're off.
And then I'm off, but not on holiday. I'm going to see shows in America.
You always say that, but that is a holiday to me.
No, it's not a holiday. It's work. It's what I do for a living.
But that's an amazing job. So it's almost like some of it must feel like holiday.
It feels like holiday to be in a place that lots of people are excited because they're there to see a show, and so there's a good vibe about it. I like being in far-off places, so that's always fun, but it's work. I have a lot of meetings. I have to work, obviously, every night because that's when the shows are. So it's busy, and there's quite a lot of travel between the cities as well.
And are there any shows that you're going to see that you can tell us about?
I'm going to see Hamilton.
Oh, awesome.
Because that's nice.
Yeah, it's, you know, got this extraordinary reputation already. It's a very new show, but it's the hottest ticket in New York, and I can't go through the city and not take the opportunity to see it. It'll be transferring to London later in the year, and then I hope it'll be able to tour in the years to come. So I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the new Gloria Estefan musical, On Your Feet.
That's going to be great, isn't it?
It should be fantastic. I mean,
the music
really,
of Gloria
really high energy stuff. I'm going to see School of Rock, which should be pretty good. There's a bunch more, but those three in particular.
All with a view of one day perhaps maybe bringing them to Dubai?
Yeah, I'm absolutely there to look at what is current, what is hot, what will be touring at some point. They take different times to turn into touring shows, but absolutely the idea is that all of these things should be possible to produce and perform in Dubai.
That's really exciting.
It's hard to choose. How do you go about the choice process? Because I'm thinking there's so many good. There's so much good stuff out there.
Some of it is not entirely within our control. It's about when the show is ready to tour, and then when the routing allows it to come to Dubai. It's got to be, roughly in our vicinity. It's got to be on the way somewhere vaguely close. Otherwise, it's impossible. Most of the sets and the costumes have to travel by sea, and you're looking for short hop distances. We don't want to have to put things on aircraft. It gets very, very expensive if we have to air freight everything.
So you've only got a few days left to celebrate Iftar at Dubai Opera.
Yep.
There's lots of shows coming up. But if people have not had a chance to get down there for Iftar yet, why should they before the 24th?
Well, it's been extraordinary. I mean, our first time trying this, it was a very bold experiment, I think, for us to do something completely different with the venue. And people have loved it. We've had almost 5,000 people so far. Wow. Their first reactions, I kid you not, they walk into the room and they just go, wow. Jaws drop. They see the lights and the way that it's set up. It's absolutely beautiful. And particularly for people who haven't been to a show at Dubai Opera, they're seeing something completely new. And if you have been to a show, you cannot believe that there is no stage anymore. You cannot believe that those 950 seats that you were sitting on in the stalls are no longer there. It's a kind of jaw-dropping experience for all.
Who's the chef behind the experience? Who have you got involved to do, choosing the menu and that sort of thing?
So we are part of Imar. We're working with the Address Hotels.
Just had a text in from Mahmoud who says, we would love The Lion King and Aladdin. We saw them in New York. They're both great shows. Good for kids too.
Yeah, they are both great shows. They're definitely on the list. I won't see those on this trip, but I've seen them both a number of times before, and I will certainly be trying to get them for Dubai.
Since Dubai Opera opened, have you seen which shows are most popular? So is it things like Mary Poppins where it's for adults but you can also take your kids along? Or is it the music shows like James Morrison who played? What's been the most popular thing you've done?
Oh, it's difficult to measure. I mean, Mary Poppins sold the most tickets. We had more than 45,000 people come during the month of May to a performance of Mary Poppins. That is just extraordinary over those 30 shows. In terms of pure numbers, Mary Poppins was the most popular. But we saw incredible pickup for Les Mis. We saw incredible pickup for Cats. And then, as you say, the one-night shows, they tend to sell very, very quickly because there's only one of them. It's a one-night or occasionally a two-night opportunity for people to come. So nothing has been unpopular, let's put it that way. It's all about the speed of sale and what the ticket price is and how many performances there are.
And speaking of one-night shows, another one has just been booked, put in the calendar for Saturday the 30th of June, Mohammed Al-Shahi.
Yeah, Mohammed Al-Shahi. So we have an Emirati artist, another Emirati artist after Hussein Al-Jazmi. Very different style and dare I say, a slightly younger performer. I'm so pleased to have a young Emirati artist. on our stage. This performer can sing and write his own music. He is extraordinarily popular. Not everybody may know him yet, but check out his music on YouTube. It is fantastic.
I'm going to play you some in a second, but I spoke to Shelley from The Fridge, who had the idea to bring Mohammed to Dubai Opera.
It's an extraordinary opportunity to have someone like Mohammed Al-Shehhi that's grown up in Ahmed, and to be able to bring forward to a platform such as Dubai Opera. His music is extremely accessible, very rooted in the Khaliji, but a definite fusion influence on Western beats, and he also has an extraordinary gift for melody. So here we're talking about someone who's not just a fabulous singer, but he writes all of his own music and will only sing words that are extremely close to his heart and where he holds true to the meaning of what he's singing.
So the song that I'm about to play you has had over 30 million views on YouTube. Hugely popular. No doubt we'll have people listening who are fans and will want these tickets. Should we take a listen?
Absolutely. حياتي كل شي ما بيها بس هموم ماليها لا تسألني على الدنيا سودة مصخمة شبيها حياتي كل شي ما بيها بس هموم ماليها لا تسألني على الدنيا سودة مصخمة شبيها يا قلبي طويش لك كافي طيبة بيبو صافي تعبنا الناس ما تسوى قدر ولا توافي مدري شلون اقضيها ظلمة الدنيا والبيها لا تسألني على الدنيا سودة مصخمة اشبيها
صحبان اللي يغدر اول الخوان ملاك تشوفه قدامك لكن بالظهر شيطان لذب لو مع الصحبان اللي يغدر اول الخوان ملاك تشوفه قدامك لكن بالظهر شيطان انا اسب على عمري شيب شعري من صغري هاي الناس بس تفرح شلاني ومنت سري حير شلون اعبرها دنيا ما خلص شرها سعيت وقدرت ياها جاي انتظر تاليها تاليها سودة مصخمة قسم بالله ما ظالم من هالناس مو سالم شابوا كل شي ما رايد حبيبة وبيت بس حالم قاه ما ظالم ومن هالناس مو سالم شابوا كل شي ما رايد حبيبة وبيت بس حلم شيعوا حلمي قدامي ولبسن اسود احلامي رمون احجار بضوعي وعليهم بس ورد رامي يا ابوي اجي لكم عالم طيب وزين دمعة جاركم توصل سابع جاري بجيها قسم بالله ما ظالم ومن هالناس مو سالم لا إله لا لا إله لا إله لا لا إله لا إله لا 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 إله لا
محمد أوشهي me talking over the last bit of a song there. I'm so sorry, Mohammed. You can see him at Dubai Opera. Tickets went on sale last Thursday at 9 a.m. There are still tickets left if you would like to get them. From 150 dirhams.
Yep, absolutely. Affordable by everyone.
Jasper Hope is with us, CEO of Dubai Opera. He's the guy who plans all the shows, basically. If you have got something you want to see happen at Dubai Opera, all you got to do is text him every single night for a month like I do. And then he'll say no. That works, isn't it?
Yeah, we still haven't got Ryan Adams.
No. Yeah. You're working on it, though. And my birthday came and it passed and I thought, do you know what? I bet I'll get a message from Jasper going, you know, we booked him.
Maybe next year.
Should I check my junk?
You check.
So the next big show that's happening is a family show. Xavier and Aisha's Amazing Choral Adventure.
Yep.
Tell me a bit about that show.
So that is a show designed by Sydney Sussex College, Cambridge. They are coming out to the region for a tour. They'll be in Dubai and I think in Jordan. While they're here, we wanted to have some music. And so we asked them to put together a program that would be particularly suitable for children, young people and families, to keep it short, so just an hour's worth of concert, and to make it a kind of an introduction to brilliant choral music. And that can take in to account choir music, but also Disney classics. So a real range of stuff.
You're going to love it if there's Disney classics, Michelle.
Yes, I think because Jasper was listening to the previous segment. We've actually had a text in just to come in there. To someone's got a suggestion. Phil said, can we have Swan Lake? And my favourite ballet is The Nutcracker. Have you had a look at that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so we will be doing a lot more ballet. We obviously did a bit when we started. We did Giselle and Coppelia. And then a little later we did The Nutcracker, but on ice. It's absolutely part of the plan for next year to start getting into more classical ballet as well as the contemporary stuff that we already do. And certainly Swan Lake and titles like that will be very much at the forefront of our minds.
Okay, we're moving into the music of Mozart next because you have got three... How does this work? There are three different nights, but they're happening three different times.
So there are three different operas. This particular set of three, this trilogy, is very famous. It's called the Mozart-Da Ponte trilogy, Mozart being the composer and Da Ponte being the librettist, person who wrote the words. The three operas don't have to be performed together at all. They can be taken, you know, as single pieces on their own, but it was an idea that we had to do all three of them as three new productions with this fantastic company, the Teatro di San Carlo from Naples.
And just remind us which three they are.
They are Così fan tutte, Don Giovanni, and Nozze di Figaro.
Now, how well do you know the music from each one of these?
I know it a tiny little bit. I know bits of lots of Mozart, but he wrote an extraordinarily large number of pieces, and I'm afraid his operas are not ones that I know brilliantly.
Oh, this is going to be fun then.
Okay.
So, I've got three pieces of music. One is from each of these.
I'm going to expect another quiz every week, aren't I?
I'd like to know from you how well you know these performances. So, I'll play you a bit of music and then you can tell me which opera it's actually from.
Okay.
You have your phone, you best not be Googling or Shazamming or anything.
He's Shazamming it.
What do you think?
I think that sounds wedding-ish, so I'm going to go for Nozze di Figaro.
Oh, it's Così fan tutte.
Oh, well.
I'm so sorry. Okay, next one.
Okay.
This is my favourite.
Let's go with Don Giovanni.
No, it's not. It's The Marriage of Figaro. I bet this is in a big bit of the production as well.
Yeah, it's the overture. It's the bit at the very beginning.
You got one more.
Okay.
Feeling confident?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, if you've done one of each, it probably is going to be Don Giovanni.
Cosi Van Tutte.
Oh, again.
No, I'm kidding. It is. It's Don Giovanni. So staying with music, we're going to have those productions. We should tell people when they're on, actually. So it's from
7, 8, 9, 14, 15, 16 September. So over two weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two consecutive weeks.
So staying with music now, Johnny Clegg is on his final world tour. 250 dirhams for tickets. 20th of September, he's going to be here. This is a big one. I think a lot of people are going to love this. But I thought it would be nice, you know, when we talk about Johnny Clegg, to introduce people to some of his other music.
Okay.
Because we've heard Scatterlings of Africa, which is a big one.
Yeah.
But he's got some other amazing songs. There's one song called Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World. Do you know it?
I don't.
He told me a story about this song when I was chatting to him the other day, and it comes with a really great story.
That is the title of our single, and it is the title of the album. We shot the album cover on a black stony beach in Corsica, and we placed massive, long pieces of colored material, 50 meters long, in line across the black beach. And I walked in the middle of the, it was a kind of a flag of colors, a flag of all the, like a rainbow flag with stripes, and the background was the black beach. And I walked down the middle of the flag with Jesse, my son, who was about 3 years old, on the back of my shoulders, and that was the cover. And that song was a song I wrote for Jesse.
Want to hear it?
Absolutely. Put it on.
To live with the crooked politician. Trust those things
love him. That's Johnny Clegg. You can see him at Dubai Opera. When is he going to be there, Jasper? I love testing you on this.
20th of September.
That is correct. And 250 dirhams for tickets to see him.
Yep.
When you've got lots of announcements to make that are going to happen whilst you're on holiday.
Well, some of them will be while I'm on holiday. Some will be while I am away on work.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I keep forgetting. It's not all holiday.
It's not all holiday.
Okay, so you're doing work and then you're going on holiday, but I will have some announcements to make on the show, even though you're not here in person, won't
you? You are going to have a few announcements to make, yes.
Okay, so stay tuning in for that.